Blog Talk Radio. as joy is your strength, as you're waiting in His presence, receive the refreshing rain. Caffeine, He's doing it again. Let it be.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord for just who you are. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we come to you tonight with open hearts and thanksgivings and on our mouths. May our tongue just reap of the thanksgivings, dear Father. Our hearts just explode from the thanksgivings, dear Father. Our minds are relaxed and at ease, and all of the things of the day and all of the things of our journey so far, we lay aside right now just to give you thanksgiving. And, dear Father, I thank you for allowing us the opportunity to just praise you, Jesus, to just worship you, Jesus. We come as empty vessels, dear Father. Oh, dear Father, and we humble ourselves at the altar right now, dear Father. And we ask, dear Father, that you allow your servant to just decrease. And we ask you to fill us with your Holy Spirit. We invite you, hallelujah, in our hearts right now, dear Father. We invite you in our minds right now, the troubled minds, dear Father, the hearts that are just running over, dear Father, with all of the things that is going on in their lives all around the world, dear Father. We invite you to allow us to let this world just fade away for a moment, dear Father. Hallelujah. Fade away, and we just want to come into you. Refill our vessels, dear Father. And if you find anything in us that shouldn't be, we ask, dear Father, that you just take it out and cleanse us. Hallelujah. You cannot pour new wine into old skins. And we ask, dear Father, that you cleanse us. Prepare us, dear Father, for your word. Prepare us for your spirit. Hallelujah. From our heads to our hearts, dear Father, when may we connect and receive what it is that you have for us today. Where's the blessings on all the sick and the shut in? All of those, dear Father, that are calling out your name. On saints all around the world, dear Father, that are in putting themselves in harm's way, trying to tell your word, trying to help some lonely soul. Oh, dear Father, trying to spread your word. You said that you're their protection. You're always with them. You're always ahead of them. We walk not just into darkness, because your word is our light. And it lights up our pathway for our footsteps. Every time we pick up our feet, before we set it down, your pathway, your word is there, leading us and guiding us. And all we have to do is fear not, doubt not, and believe in you. We praise you, God. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you for your love. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for all of those that are listening, dear Father. Dear Father, may our ears not just be tickled, dear Father, but may it touch our heart and lead us and guide us, that we spread the good news to someone else each and every day. May we meditate on your word night and day. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for restoration, restoration, restoration. I feel you telling restoration, restoration to the sisters and brothers, restoration to all of those who's been seeking you and who's been waiting patiently. This is your time for restoration. Restoration, dear Father. We thank you for restoration. Manifestation. Thank you, dear Father, for manifestation. People have been standing and believing manifestation. Things are being brought to pass right now, and we give you all the praise and glory, and we just excited about your praise. We're excited about worshiping you, and we thank you for all that you've done for us, all that you're doing for us. I thank you, God, for just sending your Son, who was without sin, but you looked ahead and you looked inside of me and you saw the sin, that was inside of me. And you said, but I want to cleanse her and give her an opportunity to come back with me. You said, I want none to perish. And your son came and he gave his life for my sins. And I just thank you so much, Jesus. I thank you so much for the resurrection, for showing us the way, that we only got to die once. Hallelujah. But even death can't keep us in the grave. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even death couldn't keep him in the grave. So even death can't keep us in the grave. Because one day we're all going to see him face to face. We're all going to stand before him, and every word that you're saying right now will be presented back to you. And all of the things that you're doing right now will be presented back to you. Live a good life. Live a faithful life. Live a loving life. My sisters and brothers, this is your host, Evangelist Von Dumas, and I come to remind you that Jesus loves you, sister. Whether you want him to or not, Jesus loves you. Not that kind of love that the brother told you that he had for you, and then he turned his back and he did all the everything he could. That's the opposite of love, but Jesus loves you unconditionally, brother. You say, you don't know what I've been accused of. God knows. You know, talk to him about it. He's your friend. He wants to be your confidant. He wants you to know that he's still there. He haven't left you, even though that your family has turned their back. He's still there for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God still loves you. And he's slow to anger. And he's a forgiving God. Find your way into his heart. He's already waiting, knocking at the door. Invite him into your heart. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord Jesus, just for another opportunity to meet together. Let me greet you, my sisters. Let me greet you, my brothers. This is Tri-Anointed Women of Christ. We just come just thanking you for joining in with us tonight. I don't know what you've been through today, but just being alive, I know you've been through something. It may have been a great day, and you said, I can't think of anything negative day. Just praise the Lord even more powerfully, because just remember, he's out there working on your side, that you can feel that good, that you can walk through the day with a smile on your face and not have to be damaged, because the enemy is trying to get to you. It's just our Father is an awesome God, and he reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. He's so awesome that he allows you to walk around with a smile while he's fighting your battles. Hallelujah. Let's just sing a couple verses of that. Just one. Our God, he's an awesome God. He reigns from the heavens above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God, and he loves you. He has a love for each and every one of us. We're going to start just right now just with our scripture, and it's just a scripture that you know, but God wants you to hear. He's your shepherd right now. The 23rd Psalms. I'm sure you can just repeat it. You know it by heart. You can recite it without even looking at it. Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in the green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. That's where his name's sake is at, in the pathway of righteousness. Hallelujah. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, not overjoyed, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thou rod and thou staff, they're there to comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And surely goodness, surely your mercy, surely it should follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. One more time. Oh, God is an awesome God. He reigns from the heavens above with wisdom, power, and love. Oh, God is an awesome God. You ought to just tell him sometimes, you're an awesome God. You reign from the heavens above with wisdom and power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to keep on praising him, go right ahead. You can always catch the broadcast in the archive. Go ahead and praise him. Let nothing interrupt your worship. The love of God's people. Jesus loves you. Life is God's gift to us. And what we do with that life is our gift back to God. You've heard me say that before. One of the most expressive ways to show God our attitude of gratitude is to share the life of God's love with others. To share the life of God's love with others. We live in a world that is screaming for love in all the wrong places. Look at our teenagers right now, screaming for love in all the right places, all the wrong places. All the wrong places. Let's make sure that we emphasize and get that correct. They're screaming for love in all the wrong places. We have people of all ages, all ethnicities, in all the wrong places, looking for love, screaming for love, crying for love, begging for love. As a society, we've lowered our standards to believe that it doesn't matter where the love comes from. It doesn't matter how you receive that love. It doesn't matter as long as it's packaged with a label that's called love. It doesn't matter that if it's true love or not. As long as it's labeled with a package called love. And most often we find what we call love is actually lust disguised. It's just that it used to be that we called lust, lust, love, love. Now we're in a day and time that we know that it's not love. We know that it's lust, but we hide behind and we try to cover it up and we pretend that we're in love, that this is love that I'm representing. And we stand behind pulpits. We stand in big business corporate offices. We stand as principals in schools. And we lie and say we have a love for this job. We have a love for the ones that we're serving. When in actuality, we're looking to be served. In actuality, we're with this person for what they can give us. In actuality, we're with them because we're lonely.
We're afraid what you may say, she may say, he may say. It's lust, but it's not really love. But that's the world that we're in right now. We're teaching each other to scream for love in all the wrong places. We're teaching each other to go ahead and accept lust covered and put a label of love. But Jesus really loves you. There's no disguises about it. He really has unconditional love for you. One can always use this example as a gauge to measure if something is love or if it's lust. If it is true love, it's always looking for an opportunity to give. And if it's lust, it's always looking for an open door to take. I think it bears to say it again. If it's true love, it's always looking for an opportunity to give. And if it's lust burning deep in your heart, if it's lust that's keeping you in that situation, if it's lust that's keeping you wherever you may be, you'll always be able to identify it. Because lust is always looking for an open door to take, take, take. We've crossed the threshold of a new age, people. We must hold fast to the core values that have made us sober, that has made us secure. Jesus tells us that on these two hang the entire laws of the prophets, according to Matthew 22:38-40. Let's read it real quickly. We've got to get to our core values. It says, Matthew 22, it says, this is the greatest and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. How many of us can really just look around us and say that I'm working on that, I'm doing that, I'm moving towards that, I am aware of that, I'm consciously keeping that close to my mind to try to love my neighbors as myself? That's that one on your job that you go out of the way not to speak to. That's the one I'm talking about. I'm talking about that one that I know that is nasty. That's the one that picks up and laughs at you because there she is going off again to praise her God. That one. That's the one I'm talking about. He said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And as we, our sisters and brothers, as we walk out and share this love with others, we should amplify the horizontal and vertical love of God. This motto displays the insignia of the cross when we show our love. It's the insignia of the cross. And then we take up that cross, the love of God, and we carry it to a lost and a dying world that so desperately awaits it. Today we're being faced with a challenge that we've never been faced with before. We're openly commanded to love a people who do not think or live like us. We must find a way to challenge that passion, that conviction, into loving them with the same conviction that must be modeled beyond words. We got to stop just the words. We got to learn to model this beyond words. It must become tangible, something that this dying world can hold on to. Hallelujah. If you're leaving us now, I ask you to get into the broadcast, get into the archive, rate the show. You don't want to miss this. God has a word for you. John 13:34-35, Jesus explicitly declared, he said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that also love love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. Identifying the cross. By this, all will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another. Not just me and my four and no more. He said, but if you have love for one another, then all will know that you are my disciples. You said, evangelist, where was that at? That's in John, Big John, 13, 34, 35. And the only way the world will ever believe that the kingdom of God existed and that God had a secure, sincere heart towards humanity was if those who have been in his presence would just show the love of God towards each other. Those who have been in his presence, that's you and I. If we would just learn to show the love of God towards each other, hallelujah, we should be able to show his love. If we're in his presence, God is love. God is love. Are you able to do that, sisters and brothers? God's loving, he was loving us way before we was loving him. God's loving us first was the beginning of our relationship with him. And we must develop a love for God in order to complete the relationship. See, he already loves us. Again, that was at the beginning of our relationship. He loved us first. You know the song. We taught it to our babies. We were taught as babies. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones down here below, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Now we have to learn to develop that love for him in order to cultivate our relationship, in order to complete our relationship. No matter how much he loved us, there could not be a relationship until we loved him in return. See, relationships are not one-sided. It is not just God loving us, but us loving God that completes, that defines, that cultivates that relationship. Hallelujah. And to have a healthy relationship and to reap the benefits of that relationship, there must be a mutual love for one another. We love being loved. We're looking for love. We're screaming for love. But the right kind of love, it's got to be a mutual relationship that's going to separate your love from your lust. Hallelujah. And if our relationship with God is not what it should be, then we have to look within ourselves to cultivate. Look within ourselves to deepen that relationship. So often, sisters and brothers, we look at the ones that are around us, and you said, I would be more closer to God if it wasn't for you. I would be more in a deeper relationship with God if it wasn't for you. I would be able to help more if it wasn't for you, or you, or you, or this situation, or that situation. Start right where you're at. And look inside of you. Ask God to show you inside of you what is it you can do right now to cultivate, to deepen the relationship you have with him. There are so many one-sided relationships with God. What can you do for me, God? So many one-sided relationships with God. And one-sided relationships in this world. That's where so many of our problems come. Hallelujah. That's why the divorce rate is where it's at now. That's why it's so easy for someone to go out and just molest a child. That's why it's so easy for the animal rights people to get more concerned about a pet than they do about a human. So many one-sided relationships in this world. In our relationship with God, it is not Him that is lacking in the relationship. It is us. I know that so many times something may have something go on in your life. And you say, well, God, where are you at? I don't feel you. Even when you don't understand. Just trust in His plan. Trust that He has the best for your life. He already has it laid out. Trust in His plan. I've always had a love for God. That love for God has grew on different levels, and it still continues to go on different levels. But God has always been a part of my life because He was introduced me as that, as just a thing, that something that you, He is a part of you. You came from Him. So the same way that I was introduced as my parents, my mom introduced me to that same God. I've always had a love for God. Even as a child, I knew that there was a God. And I knew that God loved me. And I knew that when I sung that simple song, that it meant something. That He truly loved me. And I wanted to sing to let somebody know that I knew that He loved me. I didn't know the deep impact at 4 and 5 that I knew at 9 and 10, and at 9 and 10 that I knew at 14 and 15, and so on. But I thank God for that seed. Just didn't set there because it was grown, it was nurtured, it was watered, it was cultivated. And once it left out of my parents' hands, as I got older, I was responsible now for cultivating that. I was responsible now for deepening that relationship. I was responsible now to make sure that it continued to grow. And that's where we're at now. And as it continues to grow and grow and grow, I look back sometimes and say, wow, look at the growth. Look at the growth. God has been good to me. I love the Lord. And I just know beyond doubt, you can't tell me that He doesn't love me. He shows His love for me on a daily basis, over and over again. You've got to find that. You got to know that Jesus loves you. You got to be able to tell yourself in the midst of doubt, Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. What a wonderful song. I'm sure most of the children heard the song while they was growing up. Like I said, I'm sure it was taught to you and you to them. And if you're not teaching it to your little ones, start now. It was a simple song, but a powerful song. The song is so powerful that it's known all over the world. Hallelujah. Right now, they may not have any idea of just how much God loves them. You may be 80 years old, and you don't know how much the God loves you or how much He sacrificed for you. All I knew then was that He loved me because the song said it, because my parents told me. But even as a baby Christian, that's all I needed to know. And then as I got older and matured in the things of God, then again, I tell you, we have to grow. We see it grow. We start to get more understanding. We have to start understanding that we must now start to reciprocate the love. If we never develop a love for God, we can never understand what He did for us. We can never understand how much He loves us. I can walk around and tell you all day how good God is to me. I can tell you everything that God is doing for me. But until you look and start to testify what He's done for you, until you start to say, thank you, Jesus, for what He's done for you, your relationship stands nowhere. You say, I don't have to tell you about my relationship. My relationship with God is just that, my relationship with God. If you be ashamed of him, he would one day be ashamed of you. If he's been good to you, why won't you tell it? If someone does something good for you, you'll run out and tell it. You want somebody to know. Hallelujah. Why are we taking him so much for granted? God loves you. I wanted you to know tonight that Jesus loves you. You, and you. If no one else have ever told you that they love you, know tonight Jesus loves you. If everyone else has told you you're never going to make it, you're never going to be anything, Jesus loves you. If you're hiding a pregnancy right now, Jesus loves you. It's the sin that we commit that separates us from God. But we can repent with a true heart, but Jesus still loves us, and he's still willing to forgive us. And see, he still has plans for your life. But if we never develop a love, we can never understand what he did for us. We'll never understand how much he loves us. We'll never understand love in our earthly relationships either. We will never understand unconditional love. Not understanding can prevent us from totally submitting to God, from totally submitting to his way if we do not understand his love for us. It will interfere with the desire to build that strong relationship with God. It'll interfere with you walking in obedience to God. It will keep you from finding your purpose, from living a life sold out for God. If you don't understand the love for God, that he loves you, how much he loves you, what he did for you, the sacrifices he's did for you, it will keep you from finding out your true purpose. God's love is not conditional, and he will never stop loving us no matter what. God does not have human characteristics. And I ask you to listen to me in our closing. We only have a few minutes here, but I ask you to really listen to me. God's love is not conditional. He's not like man. He does not have human characteristics. His love endures forever. There's no ending to it. And when we grasp the concept of unconditional love, we're able to establish a right relationship with God and with our families and with our friends and with our neighbors. And we then will realize what God did for us individually. I can think of no better scripture than this. It says in John 3:16, you know it. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And until we understand the dynamics of such a love, we will never quite understand why it's so important for us to have a love for God. And not just a love for God, but a love for God. But the same type of sacrificial love that he had, that he has and will always have for us. Sacrificial love for God will lead us to lay down that bad habit or that relationship that we know is not right. It will lead us to sacrifice our time, our money, give up that ungodly behavior, and much more. Now that's when we really get to know God. We will develop such a deep love for him that we will want to please him. We want to be in his presence. If you don't know the Lord, I invite you to, in our closing, to repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe, God, that you sent your only Son, that he gave his life that no one could take. He gave his life for my sins. He shed his blood for me. I confess that I am a sinner. I invite you to come live inside of me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you just prayed that prayer, I beg you the importance is of the highest most. Get in touch with someone. Let them know that you prayed that prayer. You can reach me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. I am your host, Minister Von Dumas, San Antonio, Texas, Tri-Anointed Ministries. God bless you. We love you. I'll see you next time. Don't forget, Jesus loves you.